This is MSO News Sports. We are joined by Lynn English head football coach Chris Carroll. And Chris, getting ready for Beverly. Now, Beverly's a team, if I'm not mistaken, the last couple of years, you guys have played them pretty tough, right?
Yes, last 2 years we've been in some good games with Beverly, particularly last year. Had them 14-0 at the half, 14-0 through most of the third quarter. One big play we couldn't make, one big play they did make, kind of changed the tide of that game, and then they went on to win. Good program, very well-respected program, good coaching staff, and they have some good players for sure.
And when you look at that score, having seen what they did the rest of the year, that was impressive.
Yeah, if you look at what they did in terms of winning the North Final, making a game away from the Super Bowl, again, very good program. And that game was a turning point, I think, for us in our season last year, unfortunately. But, you know, they're, like I said, very well-respected program.
Yeah. Well, Chris, when you look at a game like that, that's something you'd like to build off. Do you talk about that game, you know, from last year to this year with this year's team?
Well, I think every team is different. You know, it's a whole new group of guys. But, you know, you're playing the same town. You're playing the same program. So we talk about last year's game to a degree, you know, but we're on to 2017. And, you know, it's a new team with, you know, new goals, new faces. And so we use it very minimally.
Well, I noticed that I was thinking about this. You know, Beverly plays all the afternoon games over at Hurst Stadium, and now you have them at home, and you don't play them under the lights. You play them in the afternoon. But maybe that mixes it up, and it'll be to your advantage.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the first game for everyone, so that's one thing. I did think about that, though, how they, you know, they play the typical Saturday games. But there's the doubleheader in Linden Knight. Sometimes doubleheaders, you know, they're great for the city, but there's a lot going on with them. There's going to be a lot of action tomorrow at Manning. There's a soccer tournament, and then we're playing. And, you know, I think a switch-up in the 3 years that open up on a Saturday at Manning is you know, could be a good thing. Hopefully
sure.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. All right, Coach, let's talk about English this year, a couple of notes on the team. What would you say would be some of the people to watch for English football this year?
Yeah, I think it all starts for us with our quarterback. Three-year starter, junior Matt Severance, he's the junior captain, taking a lot of snaps for a junior, going into his junior year. And he's a good player, both sides of the football, the ball being in his hands a lot. Also, Prince Brown, he's another junior, he's a receiver, he's a cornerback. He's been working hard, and he's you know, he has some good playmaking ability. Jacob Miller is a senior captain. He is a four-year starter. He's an anchor on the offensive line for us. He's an anchor on the defense, signal caller, very high-intelligent kid, very good player, tough kid. And a couple of guys I quickly mention is Stravinsky Gaston. He's our running back and linebacker. Tyshawn Anderson, he is a D-back and a receiver, as well as Emil Rossi. He's our biggest player. You notice him on the field because he is our biggest presence.
What do you know about Beverly, and what kind of a game are you expecting?
One thing I know about Beverly from my days playing to now coaching versus them is you can always expect a tough, big, physical team. I mean, it's, you know, and it's looking out them this year. You know, they got a couple of big guys I know carrying the ball. They have an experienced offensive line. I know they're breaking in a new quarterback. They have a very good coaching staff. Again, I expect a tough, typical Beverly team.
What about injuries, illnesses for you guys? Are you missing anybody right now that you really hope to have on the team as of this weekend?
We have some, you know, some minor injury things, nothing significant. You know, some depth pieces we may be missing. But, again, nothing significant. We're going into the game, again, fingers crossed, with another day to go, you know, hopefully as healthy as we possibly can be.
All right. Chris, good talking with you, and good luck Saturday.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.